Say, Jimmy.
Yeah, Bob.
I just phoned Mr. Harkins, the president of the bank, and asked him to come over. We can do a scene from my road picture for him. It's going to be a Western.
You know, I don't think I should have come down here tonight, Bob. This is all so different for me.
Oh, don't be silly. I've heard you on a lot of radio programs. You've always been great.
Yeah, well, thanks, Bob. But on those programs that you were talking about,
yeah.
I always worked with actors.
I
no offense, Bob, but I meant actors doing serious stuff. You know?
Jimmy, I can be as serious as anybody.
Yeah, you've been doing fine so far.
Critic. How can he look like Abraham Lincoln and do lines like Milton Berle? Now, Jimmy, in this scene we're going to do, you and I will play the male parts, and Margaret Whiting will be the girl. All set, Maggie?
Sure, Bob. Gee, it's going to be a pleasure to work with Jimmy. He's made so many wonderful pictures.
Well, thank you, Maggie. I've had my share of luck.
You know, it's strange you've been making pictures in Hollywood all these years, and yet you've never made one with Bob.
I guess I've had more than my share of luck. Of course, Bob and I have been friends for a long time. I know when I moved out here to Hollywood, I guess Bob was one of the first people I met.
That must have been quite a while ago.
Hey. Yes. Bob wasn't a star in those days. Bob wasn't a star. He used to come around our neighborhood selling lily cups.
Well, there wasn't much in it. I hardly made taxi fare from washroom to washroom.
Well, I think it's wonderful that two friends like you are finally going to work together in a picture.
Well, now, I haven't made up my mind yet, Maggie. I don't want to rush into this thing.
Well, what's the matter, Jimmy?
Well, you know what can happen to your career in Hollywood if you make a flop picture.
Well, what?
Well, it's goodbye, that's all. Today you're at Ciro's drinking wine. Tomorrow you're up at Fresno crushing the grapes.
Crushing the grapes. Oh, that couldn't possibly happen, could it, Maggie?
You tell him, Purplefoot.
Well, believe me, there's nothing to worry about, Jimmy. We both had experience making pictures.
That's true.
Have you ever had anything to do with independent productions?
Well, in a way, Gloria and I have twins.
That makes you NBC's answer to Lucy and Desi, doesn't it? Hey, that must be Mr. Harkins from the bank. Come in.
Hello, Bob. As soon as I got your message, I came right over.
Oh, fine, Mr. Harkins. This is Maggie Whiting and Jimmy Stewart.
Miss Whiting.
Oh, howdy, glad
Stewart.
To see you. Fine, thank you. See, we're a little short actors, so I just thought I'd double. Boy, we're all set to do a scene from the road picture for you, Mr. Harkins.
Oh, splendid, splendid.
Oh, just call me Purplefoot. It's nothing. Why don't you just take a seat, Mr. Harkins, and we'll run through the scene for you.
Okay, Bob.
Music, Les.
And now we present a story of two strong men and a girl in the Old West. The road to Cactus Gulch.
I'm one of the many mentioned folks. They call me Tex. I'm an outlaw, always been again a law. A man like me doesn't have many friends. Only got one buddy in this whole world. My pal, Smokey Jim, back there in Cactus Gulch.
That's me. Smoky Jim. But I ain't an outlaw no more. When Tex went away, I turned straight. 5 years ago, the people of this here town made me their sheriff. Well, I'm so proud of the star they give me, it's never been off my chest since. Of course, I'm getting kind of sick sleeping on my back. I'm a respected citizen, Cactus Gulch. Even got myself a gal, Maggie Lou. Mighty pretty heifer.
You're playing the guitar kind of sad today, Smokey.
Well, I got a feeling of foreboding. There's something in the air.
What is it?
I don't know. I don't know, but everything's so still. The leaves are hanging down on the trees, and look over yonder at the mountains over there. Even the Pecos is pooped.
What's the matter with you, Smokey?
I don't know. I don't. It's just a feeling I got. When I come riding over this morning, there was a couple of dead men lying in front of the saloon. Door was blown off the bank. The schoolhouse was on fire. I just don't know. Can't put my finger on it, but there's something wrong in this town.
Whoa!
Why? Look who it is. It's your old buddy.
Yeah, that's him. Hello, Tex.
Hello, Dopey.
That's Smokey.
Oh.
I'm the sheriff of this here town, and I've cleaned up the town.
You cleaned up Cactus Gulch?
Yeah, I caught the last crook yesterday. I put him in jail and sent his fingers to Washington.
You sent his fingers to Washington?
I had to. Ain't no one around here can take fingerprints.
Well, I ain't afraid of no tin horn sheriff.
Hey, what's that?
That's a super chief.
But there ain't any railroad tracks out in the desert.
I know. Those Democrats are really going home.
You once more. Get on your horse and get.
Yeah, leave us be, Tex. Smokey here is trying to go straight, so leave him alone.
Well, you're a cute little Palomina. You're prettier than a coyote skin hanging on a bunkhouse wall.
This here's my gal, Tex.
Yes, Tex and I are fixing to get married. Old Judge Fisher's going to let us have a cottage over by the Mill Creek. The other side is Spoon River, where Indian Head Mountain juts out and hides the entrance to Moon Valley down back of a painted desert.
Yes, sir. We're going to be mighty happy in that house, if we can ever find it.
Now, look here, Smokey.
Oh, Bob.
Oh, what is it, Mr. Hawkins?
I think I've heard enough to make my decision, Bob. I'm going to lend you the $1 million for your picture.
Yes?
But there's just one thing.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't think we'll need both you and Jimmy Stewart in the picture. From what I've seen tonight, I know now that one of you is a fine first-rate actor and the other is nothing at all. So, the other man is out.
Oh, gee, poor Jimmy. How am I going to break the news to him?
It won't be necessary, Bob. You're the one who's out. The picture will star Jimmy Stewart. You're a fine performer, Jimmy.
Gee, well, thank you very much.
And let's go somewhere and discuss the details. So long, Bob.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll see you later, Bob. Gosh, what are you going to do?
Oh, I'll think of something.
Well, gee, so long, Bob.
Here you are. Get your lily cups here.
Thanks for the memory.
I want to thank Jimmy Stewart, Maggie, Bill, Les Brown, Bill Johnson for a fine show. Ladies and gentlemen, somewhere in Korea tonight, perhaps at this very minute, a wounded GI's life is being saved with a blood transfusion. That blood was placed in a blood bank here at home by a civilian. It might have been you or me. And right now the need for blood plasma is greater than ever. Blood banks all over the country must have your help. Why not call your local Red Cross chapter? It's quick, easy, and safe. And remember, by giving a pint of blood, you give another heart a chance to beat for freedom. Thank you and good night.
Appeal, just keep upon your shelf. Quick Minute Rice, so fluffy and nice, it practically makes itself. Minute Rice, end your toil, add a little water, bring it to a boil.
Good! Minute Rice.
It's easy to fix your favorite rice dishes with Minute Rice because it's pre-cooked. There's no washing, no rinsing, no draining, no steaming. Go to your grocer's now and get the large economical family size of Minute Rice.
Be sure to listen to the Bob Hope Show next week from Hollywood with our special guest, Jack Webb. Jimmy Stewart will soon be seen in the MGM picture, The Naked Spur. Jell-O has brought you the Bob Hope Show, written by Larry Marks and Norman Sullivan. Transcribed direct from Hollywood, California. Jell-O is a registered trademark of General Foods.